Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Justin Fields, he's 2-0 for the first time in his career. He's won six of his last eight games going back to Chicago. And he is one of only two quarterbacks in the NFL who's undefeated right now without a turnover on his ledger. And the other is Josh Allen in Buffalo, and that guy's pretty good. 15-minute mark is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Look, he's managing games. And usually I would say of guys, that's more of a derisive comment. That's really, like, at best a backhanded compliment. But I think what Fields is showing here in these first two games is he can do something that most critics of his said he could not do.
Limit mistakes.
Yeah, that the reason why Russell Wilson in part was a more attractive quarterback for Mike Tomlin is low interception rate. He'll take a sack instead of putting the ball in harm's way. He won't try to always...
He's not
going to
play Superman ball and get you killed with a turnover.
Yeah.
I thought, to that end, by the way, Pony, I thought one of the best plays Fields made was not attempting. It ended up on a touchdown drive, on their only touchdown drive. When he was sacked on first down there, you could see a flicker right before he went to ground where he thought about heaving one up. I don't know if anyone else watching, Donnie, if you noticed that. You could see he was in the grasp, but he had enough where he could have thrown the ball somewhere. And then you almost saw the brain go, no, don't do this. And he just tucked it and fell over. Two plays later, they have a touchdown. Like, to what you're saying here, he's done that. PFF said no turnover-worthy throws yesterday, or plays yesterday. Not even the ball to Austin over the middle that got deflected. I thought
Austin slipped on that play too.
He did, but I think he didn't have great position either. That probably would have been ugly either way. But they apparently thought that ball was not thrown close enough to the defender, even though they got their hands on it to be legit turnover worthy.
Yeah, that's one of the only my bad throws that I've seen Fields make in two games. His passer rating right now, this speaks to as well that most of these high powered NFL offenses led by great quarterbacks are not clicking yet.
Mm-hmm.
He has a higher passer rating through two games, Justin Fields, than Aaron Rodgers, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes. So I'm not going to be effusive in my praise, but I like what I'm seeing. I thought the first half was excellent. He was 10 of 12. He made that throw that everyone was talking about that got called back because of Broderick Jones. The touchdown drive, he was great. He converted a third down to Pickens when he got blitzed. He ran for a first down when he was blitzed. He came back from the sack that, you know, that could have been a drive killer where they only settle for three, and he makes the throw. That was the very best of Justin Fields. And for me, even though the stats don't back this up, there's been just enough glimpses of really good play for him, and there's been a lot of smart, intelligent play for him that I am optimistic about him now, more so, as Steelers starting quarterback moving forward. And I would guess Mike Tomlin has to feel the same way. Like, they wanted to see, when they signed this guy, if his struggles in Chicago were due in large part to the system he was in, not putting him in position to succeed. I'm not saying that he's getting world-class coaching here, but it's...
I mean, it seems we're talking about...
He's making progress, Chris.
Well, we're talking about like them committing malpractice in real time with Broderick Jones. I think that what you're trying to say is that Mike Tomlin might have felt like, and the Steelers might have felt like, that is what happened to Fields in Chicago. Multiple coordinators, they tried to change his like footwork after year one or going in, whatever. Like, yeah, after his first year. You know what is the play? When I try to think of like what's the best version of him look like, it's you make plays like the Pickens throw that don't get called back, right? But you know what? Do you guys remember there was a little third down where he had a little out route pitch and catch to Austin to keep a drive going. I think it was that same drive, actually. No, it was a different drive. But he had a little pitch and catch. They were moving right to left, and he just kept a drive going with like a 6 yard out.
Yeah, I remember that play, of course.
I think Justin Fields becoming close to what everyone hopes his physical gifts suggest he could be boils down to those kinds of plays. How often do you make that throw? Or how often on 3rd and 5 do you complete a pass for 8 yards over the middle, for example, where you see the read, you see the player, you anticipate the throw, and you make the throw? He starts doing that, say, 7 out of 10 times when he has the opportunity, as opposed to maybe 4 or 5 out of 10. You might have something here.
Now, he's got fewer passing yards than all but 3 starting quarterbacks: Brissett, Caleb Williams, and Bryce Young, who's just been benched. 3 guys with fewer passing yards. But to that, I will say, a bunch of yards have come back because of penalties, which are not Fields' fault. And I also think it's just a byproduct of their philosophy in these games. Like, they don't want him to throw for a lot of passing yards. And hey, like, you don't clip the wings of an incredible bird like a bald eagle or something like that. Like, you're doing it because you do think he's somewhat damaged and needs some repairs and everything else to take place before he takes flight again. But if the numbers were that bad and they needed to move the ball through the air to win these games, I would want to criticize him, or I would be more pessimistic about his odds of being a good quarterback.
Right now you're playing a guessing game. Yeah, you're wondering if there's more out there.
Allegedly or purportedly, he only has one more game left before Wilson is going to be ready to play, and that's 2 weeks in Indianapolis. If the Indianapolis game, if Russell Wilson got a clean bill of health today from Steelers doctors, I would still want Fields to start this game coming up. I would not bench him off of these 2 games,
Chris. I need to see growth, though. I thought he was a little better, and I guess you can say he definitely grew in this game because it's not his fault Broderick Jones held. He threw a laser beam. It's not his fault that the officials made a questionable OPI call. Like, if they win even 20-6 or something like that, it looks a lot better than 13-6, in my opinion. I thought Harris, though, kind of not, he didn't speak exactly what I'm feeling, but he was like, they went single hot. Like, part of the reason they couldn't run the ball in the second half was because the Broncos just played one safety up high and dared them to beat them through the air, and Fields really couldn't do it. You do have to, if you're presented with that look. At some point, you're going to have to start hitting guys, whether it's Freiermuth or Pickens,
but when you're or even third, like a third option. But when you're in 3rd and long, and you don't think Denver can move the ball and score touchdowns on you.
I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about 3rd and longs. At that point, like, you are just trying to get to punt, you know, get to punt formation with more time coming off the clock. I'm talking about on like 1st and 2nd down when they're just saying, here are 8 guys in the box. We are not going to let you line up and run the ball at us. They have to be, and he has to be better at making teams pay, or eventually this will grind to a halt. That is how I feel about it.
So that your way of saying you would still go back to Wilson as soon as he's healthy?
I think a lot depends on how this looks for them in the home opener.
But what if you had to make a decision on it today?
Oof. Man.
You're vacillating on this.
I know, because...
Badly.
I know, because it's tough, because he's played about exactly like the level that I would say makes it tough. I'd probably stay with him because they're 2-0. But man, I wouldn't. It's like 51-49%.
Donnie, is it that tough of a decision for you?
No, I wouldn't say it's quite that, because I said last week after that game, I think it is now his job to lose. And I don't think we've hit that point yet where I don't think yesterday was, oh, he played so poorly, he can't be in. Because, again, the no turnovers thing, we know how big that is for the guy making those decisions. The guy pulling those strings, he'd rather the guy not turn the football over and they win a game like yesterday than they win the game like, I don't know, 27-24, but the quarterback has 3 interceptions that lead to 2 short fields for Denver. Or even 27-20, I don't know, whatever you want the score to be. He would prefer a final outcome like yesterday if Justin Fields kept the football clean. And again, just one snafu, which I think that may have more so have been on Frazier that time. He just snapped the football early. He kept it clean again.
What happens if they fall down 7-0 to the Chargers? Or like 10-0? Maybe there's maybe it's not even the defense's fault. What happens if they actually kick the ball in play and just boom, kick return touchdown, you're down 7-0? Then maybe they go 3-and-out, Harbaugh grinds out a field goal drive, and like minute to go in the first quarter, they're down 10-0. Then what in this game? What do we see?
I don't think they're going to abandon what they believe in.
What if they're down 10-0 at the half? What if it's 13-3 at the half? Their defense has actually given up a little bit in the way of points.
I still don't think they're going to change.
Then that's on Mike. Then that's Mike. This is how he wants it to be, which is the exact same thing we have said since the day Roethlisberger retired, and it became Mitch Trubisky's job and then Kenny's job.
That's exactly what Belichick said on Inside the NFL.
Mike Tomlin's game plan is the same every week. Doesn't matter who the quarterback was or what year it is. Play good defense, turn the ball over. You know, try to get the running game going, but play good field position. Make them drive it against that defense. Don't give up many points. And win. I won't say win ugly, but win.
That he should have put a parenthetical in. Mike Tomlin's got the same game plan every week, and that's why I loved playing him, because he was very easy for me to beat. He also could have just been describing Bill Cowher there. My problem, of course, with that is that Bill Cowher was coaching 20 to 30 years ago when that was we just had a game on in the back. We just had one, the old Chargers-Steelers game in, Ben's second year, I think? They win 24-22. Madden's talking about 92-1-1 whenever they've had at any point, a 10-point lead in a game.
Oh, he was so good in those leads, Cowher. They'd give the ball to Bettis and just salt that game away.
Well, he was good going back in the 90s before he even had Bettis. He was good at that. But, it's not that NFL anymore. By the way, speaking of blowing leads, John Harbaugh has now blown, I believe, 11 leads in the last 5 years in the fourth quarter, Donnie, when they have been leading by 7 or more in the fourth. 11 times they've lost those games.